Blog Talk Radio. Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. I have had a wonderful day. I had a difficult day yesterday with the last day of the Mercury retrograde, with all kinds of crazy things going on with my computer and my printer, but Cox Cable stepped in and gave me a better deal and an upgrade, and everything worked out in a miraculous way. I think it was really standing still yesterday. How about you?
Oh, I'm glad that the full moon is over and that Mercury is now direct. I think it's great that we can move on, move up, move forward now.
Well, yeah, this full moon I didn't think was unkind. I felt it was interesting because I did have a lot of diversity in the people that I was communicating with, and I changed my schedule several times, and people canceled and other people booked, but, you know, it seemed to work out okay with this particular full moon. I wasn't mad at it.
That's true. It gets a little chaotic, and most specifically, this Mercury retrograde has been that way for me. I'd have this person cancel over here, and this person book right into the same slot, and it was like this melodic thing that if I just let it flow, my schedule flow, it fell into place on its own. But, you know, the strangest way of falling into place. I don't think I've ever had this many cancellations under a Mercury retrograde and rebookings under a Mercury retrograde ever.
I've been doing a lot of phone tag, and I've had a lot of people that had to reschedule and all that stuff that normally happens. So it's not like I wasn't prepared for it. I think that's the one thing about being in the know. You know, at least you have a way to attach yourself and detach yourself from the circumstance. Okay?
Yeah, you do. And that's, you know that's the flow of the energy, and you know that it's if you just go with the flow of it and don't let yourself get frustrated, that you move through it easier. You can't change or move what the planets are doing. And I find it, you know, really, to me, I find it really interesting how people manifest, you know, their issues under Mercury retrogrades, because, you know, it's really interesting to watch, you know, them get frustrated over something when they just should have taken a step back and went, well, I didn't feel good about doing that anyhow, so I shouldn't have done it in the first place, so let's not do that when I don't feel good about it.
Right. Well, we have an interesting chart tonight, I'm just going to say what I already put out, because you just made a great observation that I wasn't even aware of until I just looked at the chart here again. But Mars is retrograde in Sagittarius, which also rules travel. So people are having difficulty sometimes getting where they need to go on time, difficulty with vehicles, okay, and that kind of thing can occur, because Sag rules all forms of travel. Okay, whether it's by air, land, sea, it doesn't matter. But Mars in opposition to both the Sun and Gemini, and Venus, the very last 2 degrees of Taurus, which I thought was an interesting opposition, because there's groundedness, there is sociability, and there's also, and I found this out at chapel today, a beautiful time to do your storytelling. It's really amazing.
I do think that's good. We also have, which you didn't mention in that after that opposition, is Mercury in conjunct both Saturn and the Moon. And with that, I think it really gives a practical manner to that storytelling. And I think that it really has more of a lighter story to it. People aren't taking it as hard as what they usually do.
And it's in a T-square, too, with Jupiter and Neptune. And Jupiter's direct now in Virgo, and that's exact at 13 degrees. That's amazing, too.
Magic number
13. I know, magic number 13. I find that the mutable squares, though, and T-squares, and even the grand squares, actually, I think they're kinder. Because even though we still feel boxed in a bit, we are aware of our options, which I like.
I agree. It's more flexible. It gives that, you know, that transformative feel to where people can shift. And I was talking to a client earlier today, and I was talking, and I was telling her about, most specifically in her chart, about how this is a great time to flow through the energy. With Mars still retrograde, we're still reexamining things from the past, and old issues from the past are coming up. And so it's really showing us what doesn't serve us and what does serve us. With the Sun in Gemini, I think it's a really great aspect to it to really have that soul, to really have that diversity with it as well. And so I feel it's a great time for people actually to move through some of their old issues and let them go and put that shield down and go, I know now, I understand, and I don't need to carry that anymore. I can walk away from that now. And I find that there's quite a few people out there doing that with old issues from the past as well.
I totally agree, because, see, Mars is going to be retrograding back into Scorpio. So it is it's about our psychic ability. It's about our psychology. It's about some of our issues regarding intimacy. It's about vengeance or no vengeance. It's not going to go back into Sagittarius. Once it goes back into Scorpio, it's not going to go back into Sagittarius until the 3rd of August. So we have a long time here to really consider, you know, exactly where we stand with our issues. And I actually like that. Now, it is going to go direct in Scorpio on the last day of June. So then we're going to take what we've reexamined, as you expressed well, and then we're going to start to apply what we have discovered within ourselves and within those people that were closest to us that brought us to this point of contemplation. Right?
You're so right.
I love this art, just like you. We're so amazing.
I do. I think this is a great time in our lives. I mean, this summer is an interesting summer. It's not, you know, the easiest planetary aspect of the summer, but this summer is a real transformative one that I think really a lot of people really need at this point in time and really need to shift and look at their perspectives in a little different of a way. And I think that, you know, that we're going right now through that open door. When Mars goes direct at the end of June, that's going to be a nice little shift for us. And I'm really looking forward to that. Now, again, I don't mind it in Scorpio, because I think that all of us need to go to the depths of our soul at points in time and really reexamine what we're doing and really redirect our actions. And this is the perfect time to start fresh, start new, and start a new direction is when Mars goes back through there and then comes into Sagittarius, because I always like that transfer from Scorpio to Sag, because it's so combustible, you know, the freedom lover
right.
from the depths, you know, and so I really think this transit of when it's gone back and forth through this period of time is so good for cleansing and cleaning the individual and really coming out stronger and more empowered for truly who they are and what they really desire in life. So I happen to like this era over the summer.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because in the middle of June, when Mars is still retrograde in Scorpio, what's going to happen is Saturn is retrograde in Sag, okay? It's still going to be retrograde at that time. And at the time that Neptune goes retrograde in Pisces, it's at the exact degree of square. So it's about manifesting your dreams, looking back and seeing what from your past do you want to bring forward as far as your philosophy, your dream, your inspiration. That is an interesting, ponderous planet kind of square, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be an awesome one.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of
really
people calling us, Jacqueline.
Okay. We're just standing here, Gabby. Let's go.
All right. You got to go to the next one? All right. We'll go to the first one.
Okay. Let's do that.
Here area code 828. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey,
how
girl.
Are you?
How you doing, honey?
I'm okay.
Good. That's good to hear. What question do you have for us tonight?
If you could help me out with Eric's chart, he's having a hard time. This is 10-4-80.
What's his last name? I have him on here.
Honea. H-O-N-E-A.
See, I just put him under Danielle.
Yeah.
Eric Danielle.
I thought I had him under that, but I don't. Okay. It happens. And when's his birthday?
10-4-80.
Can't find it. That's weird. But, again, Mercury is just out of its shadow. I got it. Okay.
2:59 p.m., Seneca?
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Now in Asheville.
Interesting. You know, the first thing that really, really, really stands out at me is that I understand he's been having a challenging time, but Jupiter was retrograde, and now Jupiter is direct, and it's going to go over his Jupiter here shortly over the summer. I really have to say that there's a major transformation change going on with him at this time, and it's really... the sun is about ready to trine his sun, and it's a time really where he really needs to look into his soul of what he truly wants in life. Realize, you know, that he is the Libra sun, but it's very important for him to have an avenue of expression that's his and not just about a relationship with them. And I think that's really what he's learning about, is how to be, you know, how to look at himself and find himself without having that name. What do you think, Africa?
I agree. I also think it's important that Venus over the next week is going to be moving into Gemini also. So in 2 weeks, he is going to have a Sun-Venus trine going on with his Libra Sun. And I think it has to do with creating more of an interaction, a social life, not necessarily entertaining a codependency. I think that there's a lot of interesting things that are going on in this chart right now, and I like the fact that Uranus is actually forming some nice trines to his vertex and his moon. So, again, this is a time it's screaming, I am. I mean, and who do I want to be? So I so agree with Jacqueline on her assessment of this. Now, he does have Pluto retrograde right on his ascendant, which is his natural soul vibration in the area where he lives right now, in Capricorn. So because of that, I think if he tries to do some kind of an occupation or tries to sign up for something that he does not have a passion for, I think it's going to end up being his downfall. I think to settle just for just anything, to not be inspired in what he's doing. He's got too much Leo energy, even though it's very late, too much Scorpio energy. There's a lot of intensity to his soul here. So it's important for him, if he's going to invest in time, energy, and intention, he needs to really feel it's a fit. Okay? I think he does have certain issues about his self-worth, but I also think that he does well when he's really appreciated. Okay, he might not necessarily respond so much, but he will absorb it well, and it will be good for him if you try to be just encouraging, Danielle.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do, but he keeps getting, he got a new job, and they're wanting him to work 12 to 16 hours. I'm not exaggerating. He's been working 12 to 16 hours a day at this new job, and I called the labor department to see if they what was going on, but he's under the Department of Transportation, and so he is exempt from overtime. And so on his last two-week paycheck, he worked 32 hours, and he's only getting $5 for each overtime hour. And they're wanting him to work all these hours.
Well, like Aphrodite said, and I agree with that, that I think that he really needs to look at what he's doing, and I think this is a part of it, of why he's going through this process, is really, is this what he wants to do for a living? Okay, that passion that Aphrodite was talking about is really where it has to come from at this point in time. He's going to struggle with a job that he has to make major sacrifices for right now, and it's not going to serve him in the long term. So here again, he needs to really look at really what is he passionate about, just not I need the money. Think about it this way. He has a job. Now he has time to really look at really what he wants and make a change in his work. So I don't think this is a permanent job in any way, shape, or form, because he's going to end up giving it up. He can't go at that pace. It's just not him.
Right. So what is he actually here to do? What is he's supposed to be doing for a living and to make money, and what's his chart set up to do? What's his theme? Because my theme is like public speaking and health, and what's his theme? Everybody has a theme for their chart in their life.
Well, I want to progress him and take a look at his profile scores. Hold on a moment. That's going to help me more than anything else, I think, here. Let's take a look.
Because
does he like living in Asheville? Does he like living in Asheville?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to leave.
Okay, good. All right.
And the reason why we say this is let me give you a little bit more of a description of why Aphrodite has to look a little deeper, because some people, there's an instant look at what a profession is. Some people are made to be doctors. Some people are made to be lawyers. Some people are made to be accountants, okay? But Eric is a unique soul, okay? He's not the 8-to-5 kind of person. Okay, he has to be free. He has to have that movement with him, okay? And he has to transform and change things. He has to shift things into a whole different perspective and way of life. His career is ruled by Scorpio. So he could do multiple things as a result of that. Scorpions can mesh into so many different things. This is the reason why we talk a little bit more about the passion with it. I do feel that he can work with as a mediator or something like this. He works really well with that. Again, his Libra Sun brings him into being able to figure out what peace and harmony is all about and how to balance that with others. Now I'll let Aphrodite tell you what she sees with the scores.
I don't think he's wrong to be involved with some kind of vehicle of transportation or travel. On his profile scores, which usually go from 0 to 150, his expansive need to travel and explore and love of adventure is 194, off the graph. He is flexible and adaptable, and he needs variety. That's 174, okay? He can be talkative, he can be socializing, he can be outgoing, 229, way off the graph. And he's not an aggressive or competitive person. That's 191. So he needs to, Jacqueline was kind of pointing to, he needs to be around people where he can interact and perhaps serve them, whether they are travelers, whether they are traveling. So he could work with any that involves situations around vehicles, travel, airports, any of these kinds of things where he can actually have a bit of a social aspect to his work, and he meets a lot of different people from different places. This would enrich his soul on the basis of his progress chart now, Danielle, in a way that he has not done before. I think it's time for him to try something new. Now, because Mars is retrograde in Sagittarius, he doesn't want to let go of the job because he needs the money, right?
Right.
Okay, and that's okay. But I feel, as Jacqueline pointed out, now is the time to take the money and start looking into everything else that's really going to fulfill him as far as his actual personality, his persona. He has to have his heart in it, and he likes to be the kind of person that can he can really listen. He's got his Mercury in Scorpio, so he can really listen and talk to people, customer service, any kind of research, any kind of like finding them the best deal. He can do any of these things, but he's more apt to deal with either travelers or traveling where he's at right now in his progress.
ladies.
So try and steer him a little bit in that direction, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, God bless, girl. Keep us posted. Okay. All right,
okay.
Bye-bye. Interesting chart. Okay, let's see. Who do we have next? Here we are. Somebody from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
You're on the air. Area code 561.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what can we do for you tonight?
Yeah,
I do too.
I wanted to know, what do you see for me with the moves, please?
Are you 12/26/67?
No, it's 12/16/72.
Gotcha. Okay, we're going to put you over here as 12/16. That way I'll know who you are. Okay.
I got too many Stacys, so I can't find her on here.
Okay, now we've got you here.
Is it 10/5/71/6:30 a.m. New York?
No.
It's 12/16/72/8:30 p.m. Standard
account. Wait. Whoa. I'm not quite that fast, honey, okay? Ay. Okay, what time? 8:30 p.m.?
Yes.
And where?
Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Okay. And you live in West Palm Beach now?
Yes, I do.
And I'm sorry, what was your question for us tonight?
These moves. There's a lot going on, but...
I can see why you want to move.
Is it 10/16 or is it 12/16?
12/16.
Okay. I want to make sure. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jacqueline.
It's important.
Go for
because
it.
You're talking about a your home is kind of really important to you. And we're talking about this Mars retrograde. That's going on, okay? And in your natal chart, it transits through your fourth house of the home, okay? And so it's retrograde at this point in time, and so I'm going to say you're not going to be released. It's a great time to reexamine where you're going as far as your home is concerned. But it's not going to, it's going to go back into Scorpio, hit your Venus, and be working there to really show you what you truly love as far as your home is concerned and where do you really want to move to. So it is giving you a foundational situation to look forward. Once it goes direct and starts moving into Sagittarius is when I think that you're going to be able to be released out of this home. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I do agree. Now, it's interesting because, Stacey, you have both your Mars and your Venus in Scorpio, and Mars is going to be retrograding across that star. So because of that, I'd like to know where you had the happiest relationship you've ever had.
Ooh.
Where did you live
when
you were really happy? Okay. Because that's what you're looking for, okay? You're looking for a place where you really feel that your soul is deep and insightful, and you want to be in a relationship with someone who's a lot like you deep down, okay? Are you with someone now?
No.
Okay. And they also want to make a move?
No, I'm not with anyone.
Okay. So this is good for you because you have a clean slate. You can do this any way you want. With Mars retrograde in Sagittarius right now, it's a good idea for you to surf the internet, do the research, look at a couple places that have appeal for you, get their newspaper in your email box every day. With Mars retrograding back in the Sagittarius, this is a great time to do the research.
Okay.
But if you're going to actually do the move happens once Mars, and I agree with what Jacqueline said, gets back to Sagittarius, which is early August. Okay? That would probably be the ideal time for you to really orchestrate the pattern. You also have in your chart where you live now, let me just do that real quick. All right. Do you like Florida?
Oh, yeah. Not the heat, though.
I hear that. I am like so not there anymore.
the heat index today is enough. I mean, it's truly summer here. I'm just north of you. Okay, so it's.
I see you wanting to be by the water. I see you wanting to be in a place where you can have fun. Okay. I don't care if it's being outdoors, going dancing, having things that are very, very stimulating for you. All those things can be really wonderful. So I would take your time right now. And, again, I do feel that if you, again, look at the lifestyle. I think right now the lifestyle is even more important than the actual earthbound location for you. And you do want to be empowered as far as work and service. What do you do for work right now?
Well, I'm in the healthcare field, but that's about the end. It ends the end of this month, so I'm back to the drawing board.
Okay. Now, what is it that you abandoned in the past that you want to go back to as far as your work experience in the future?
Fulfilling my nursing degree.
Okay. And this is a great time to do it because Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn, your sixth house of work, service, and health, which you're a healthcare professional. So this is, again, a time for you to, when you're looking at where you want to be, look at the options regarding your education because you do want additional credential here, okay? And this is not a bad time to be looking into that.
Actually, I did sign up.
All right. Good girl.
Yeah,
and I have to say, Palm Beach County, the county itself is a Scorpion county, so I really happen to like that area for you because it resonates with your Venus and your Mars and Scorpio.
I agree.
So I have to say that I think the move should be somewhere where you get a little bit more freedom. I think you need just a little bit more air or openness is what I'm saying with that. I'll suggest one more thing. When you go to look for the place you're going to look at high ceilings, okay, 10 feet or higher, at least in one room, okay? It'll make you feel a lot better to have that high ceiling with what you've got there, at least in one room, if not all the way through the house. Okay.
Right. Claustrophobia is your worst enemy. But I also want to tell you that when you do actually work on your additional credentials and you're looking for your work and all that, I really feel that you're going to end up in a place that's very, very international. I have a feeling it's going to be very, very well known. And I still do see you by the water somewhere, even if you move farther north in Florida. But I do feel that I agree with Jacqueline because actually West Palm Beach itself is a Scorpio city. It's actually born 11/5. I don't remember the year, but I know it was the same day as my former husband's birthday. But nonetheless, it does have a lot of intensity to it. But you want to be able to deal with people that, again, are from all over that come because of the specialists that are available, the people that really are on the cutting edge. You want to be very victorious, and you want to be part of a team that's a winner. Right?
Exactly.
Now, you can't push the river, it flows by itself. We still have a few planets that are retrograde, and we still have a couple more going retrograde over the summer. But this is your time to retake your bearings. Don't feel like you have to do everything immediately. I think when Mars being retrograde and passing over your Mercury over the past, week or so, you're probably feeling a lot of impatience. But just know this is your time to review, philosophize, look forward to the schooling. Absolutely, you love that. And where you really want to position yourself, because you're going to be very successful. There's no doubt in my mind about that part. But the patience with you sometimes, you get very edgy, don't you?
Yes.
I want you to concentrate and meditate on your Taurus moon. You were born with a Taurus moon, which is exalted there. So even though you want to be busy every minute, and you want to be working on something, and you always want to be growing and all that, there's a part of you at the end of the day, it's good for you to just sit with your truth and what you accomplished that one day and say, this is a good day. And wake up tomorrow, hitting the ground running again. Try and balance that yin-yang a little bit more. You know, your Venus and Mars are not exactly conjunct. They're like 7 degrees apart, but it's close enough. You need to have that time to really be the go-getter, but also that time to sit on your truth and say, you know what? Today I did a great job. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you, ladies.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
All right, good night. Pretty amazing. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, ladies?
I thought you got abducted by Eskimos or something.
No, actually. Pretty close, actually.
Wow.
Snowman. That's it. Abducted by snowman up there.
Wow. So what can we do for you tonight?
So I've been in this yoga intensive for the last, I don't know, 140 days since January 1st. And that's the reason why you haven't heard from me for a while, because I've been really doing it with the tenacity. So I'd like to find out.
I love that about you. Great.
What's in store for next, let's go, next 30 days, because after that will be another 30 days, I'll give you a shout-out to you. So just because it's really changing me quite a bit, so.
This could be good for you.
Mm-hmm. After almost 300 hours, I say yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 300 hours.
You want to start, Jacqueline, or you want me to?
That's up to you. I was just going to say something, but go ahead. Feel free. I'll go after.
Well,
I won't be surprised if you see the same aspect.
Huh?
I wouldn't be surprised if she took the same aspect that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Well, what I'm seeing the most that speaks to me over the last week or so is that Mars has been in trine to your Sun retrograde in Sagittarius. And what it's going to do is it's going to back up now into your Scorpio ascendant in Edmonton, where you now reside, right? And so because of that, it is a time to go deep. Okay, but it's about quiet. So you have a lot of Aries. So with you, it's a lot of activity. It's a lot about doing. It's a lot about doing. Well, now that's changing. It's going to be more about being. It's going to be more about the depths of your soul and that which you have always been, maybe through many, many incarnations, and to really feel devoted to your own definition of devotion for others. That's what I see. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I saw that too, and I knew that's exactly where you were going to go. She's so right on the mark about that. It was funny. Okay. So because of that, I decided to go a little bit different of a direction and look at a little bit different of a part of it, because what's happening is over this next month, is that Mercury is going to transit into Gemini and move into a direct opposition with Saturn, okay? So all of these things that you're learning at this point in time and the depths that you're going at this point in time, it's really going to come to a great enlightenment and awakenment for you, to where you'll really find that expression out, to where you'll go, aha, this is it, this is the reason. And it's really, I think it's going to be a really interesting epiphany that you have during this period of time.
Mm. Awesome.
You know, you're going to have two best friends. One of them is your higher self, and one of you is the earthbound self. In other words, you're really going to feel a sense of inner oneness and appreciate your diversity at the same time. That's pretty amazing. I totally agree with Jacqueline. Have you been doing anything artistic?
Not really. I'm just focusing on my focusing on my yoga, basically.
No music, no painting, no
graphic design work.
Yeah, actually, well, see, Chiron, the wounded healer, is approaching your Mars in Pisces, in your fourth house of home. So this would be doing something that you do for your own personal pleasure and being at home with your creative aspect of spirit. There's just something that's just a little missing, and even if you only did a little bit of it, it seems like it would bring you to tears of joy is what they're telling me. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if you can make out that little bit of time, knowing that you need this to embrace the beauty of your own soul as far as being having a creative power, just for a little while, a few days a week. I'd love to see that for you because I think it's going to balance you out. I've been going through a lot of intense stuff. I think that's great because, you know, that Aries sun of yours, you're so achievement-oriented. That's great. But, again, there's a time to just be and feel perfect and pristine as a wonderful spiritual being you are visiting Earth.
Awesome.
We're so glad to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. I'll keep doing what I'm doing and catch you in about another month as I approach the last part of my intensive, 7-month intensive. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, you have a blessed night.
You too. Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thanks, Everdad.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Just tried to shout him up. I can't. Hold on. Mercury's a little tricky still.
Yeah. So
you ready? You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Let's go to, I've had a couple people hang up. I guess they probably were on hold with other venues. Just want to make sure I do people in order because I have people have been waiting for a little bit of while here. Okay, here we go. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Andy. How are you doing this evening?
Great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Didn't know if you'd pick up my call. I got dropped and came back on again. Good old Mercury heading direct.
Yeah, I know. Overland Park, right?
That's me.
Yay, she remembers.
The gray matter is still functioning during a Mercury retrograde, almost direct. Okay, fine. That could be a good thing.
It is always
wow,
a good thing.
Wow, your chart's intense tonight, man. Your chart's intense.
Well, I have a question about when is a good time to take a vacation. It's going to be a crazy busy summer. But I'm thinking about perhaps sometime in the fall might be a good little time for just a little getaway. But I didn't know if I could eke that out in the fall. I know the fall is going to be busy too, but.
You know, I really think you could easily get a 2 or 3 day slot in. Somewhere September, I think, would be ideal, just to let you know.
Okay.
And I think that you're right on the mark by trying to plan it now instead of then, because you're right. Things are a little busy. If you don't make that plan, you're going to get caught up in other things. And I
right,
do feel that
right.
It should break. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. And you know, I really feel that you should plan a vacation back to some place that you've been before. But experience it differently. I also think that right now, over the next 10 days, you can probably plan this pretty easily. Because Mercury, now that it's direct, is going to be passing over your Jupiter and Taurus in that 11th house. Because you want it to be a spiritual epiphany of some sort, you really need to have that rise away from being so work-oriented. Because right now, you're a workhorse. Jupiter's sitting on your friggin' Mars, okay? Please?
Yeah.
Neptune on your Saturn, responsibility, responsibility, and kindness, and productivity. You're doing all of it, right?
Yeah,
it's a very busy time. It really is. Yeah, it sure is.
And again, my feeling is that if you do go a place you've been before, I would try to tour it differently. Maybe take a different vehicle, like be on a moped or take a train or, you know, I mean, for some reason it just seems to me that there's places you've been to before that you want to return to, but I want you this time to see it differently for some reason. It just keeps coming back to me when I look at your chart.
Do you think it should be a place that's closer to home, or is, you know, a plane ride a better idea?
I think the farther away, the better, but it has more to do with your visualization process. In other words, it could be like being on another planet, but closer to you than you realize. In other words, it would just be a completely place that has nothing to do with where you are, where you live, but it excites you on that philosophical, want to have fun, want to learn level. Okay?
Cool.
Now, you
like
live
that.
In a flat
yeah.
part of the country, so it might be more towards the mountains, or it might want to be more towards the sea. But I just feel the whole energy around it is going to be completely like a true vacation.
Nice.
Very,
that sounds yep. wonderful.
And good food.
That's always a plus.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much.
Well, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure when you call in, Andy. We appreciate talking to you, and keep us posted.
Thank you. You bet. You have a wonderful night.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, okay. All right, here's another one that I think slipped through the cracks. Let me see. I don't want to cut anybody off here. The queue's so large, I have to keep scrolling so I can see everybody. Okay, here we are. Area code 561, you're on the air. Hello? Are you
Hello?
There? Area code 561. Yes, hi.
Is that me, Cindy?
Cindy, yay,
how's
it going?
Hey, I have a slight issue with my daughter, and in the past, she's been off and on for 40 years, and Charles asked me, well, what have I done in the past, and I said, I've just let it go, but this time, I'm not letting it go. I'm going to make her responsible for her actions, and it's been 2 weeks. I didn't realize that. Charles said 2 weeks that I haven't even seen her walk out of her house. And she lives about 50 feet from me.
Not
so
even
what's
20
up?
You.
Yeah, not even 20. Right. You're right. You're right.
Jeez. Well, you know, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. You know, under this Mercury retrograde with the challenges that you have with her, I understand that, you know, and again here, she's a Gemini, so, you know, everything's moving into her sign, so there's going to be some communication. Pam's birth information is June 15th, 1956.
Yeah.
At what time?
9:49 a.m. in D.C.
And where?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, I think I got it. I'm really, you know, I feel for Cindy. Cindy, what I feel for you, it's so important for you to have people around you that as soon as they spot you, they're like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? You need to have that welcoming energy. It seems like it's a critical point at this point for you. This is a whole new lifestyle change you're going through. It should be great for you. And you don't want anything from your past to steal that from you, okay?
Right.
And I agree with that. Yeah. But I also agree that I know that you're furious and angry over her inappropriate behavior. I'm not making excuses for her inappropriate behavior because it is inappropriate. But here again, on the other side of it, I think that she saved you from more of an argumentative type thing, and I think that you could approach her in a different way at this point in time by saying, you know, by coming in a different attitude than, you know, that's wrong, you need to stop that. I would check in and say, hey, I'm just checking in to see if you're still alive or something like this or how you're doing, whatever you want to say as far as that's concerned. But I wouldn't get engaged in that debate with her. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. See, right now her chart is not very stressed out, though. But it does seem like she's socially active. Is she a very sociable person, Cindy?
She thinks she is.
Okay. Now, is there someone special in her life right now?
No. No, that I know of.
Because I think that that's one of the things that she would like to have, for sure. And I think that's been on her mind a lot. And I think it's going to be on her mind a lot more over the next 2 weeks. So there is a part of her that maybe would want to have someone special in her life in a loving relationship of some sort. I know it feels very personal to you. I don't know if it really is. I think she's just right now doing things for self. I don't think she's necessarily being selfish. I just think it might feel that way to you. But, see, you moved into a new space and a new place because you want to be independent. You want to have people around you that are friendly, that are more like you, that share your interests and everything. Jacqueline was telling me how beautiful she thought your space was right now. I thought that was very sweet. And,
yeah.
And you know, it is time for you to really be around people that you do feel very welcomed by and you want to welcome into your life. And I think that she, right now, again, she's looking for something personal that's been lacking for her as a woman, as a person. I know it's hurting you, but I don't really think that she means it that way. Now, Jacqueline, you know more about the situation. Am I on target here or not?
I do. I agree with you. I was trying to soften it for her because I know that, you know, Cindy, I know you're taking it really personally, but I don't see it as personal like Aphrodite. I don't see it as personal. Mars is retrograde to 4th house of her home. She's reexamining things as far as her home is concerned, but Mars is still in Sagittarius. So she's still running, you know, no matter how I look at this. And I agree 100% with Aphrodite with that. You know, again here, just checking in with her and saying, hey, how's it going? I think would be the best way to go. I don't think that she's doing it out of malice forethought on this one.
Oh, she's probably over the nastiness now because it comes and goes. And I'll be honest with you. I feel I have a sense of freedom not being in her life.
See, again here, I agree.
I think it's a good thing.
I think that
good thing.
You shouldn't take it so personally. Really.
No.
Don't take it so personally.
Nope, I don't really. Once it happened, of course, I was angry. Oh, yeah, that's right. You knew about it, Jacqueline.
okay.
You even got an email from her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a sense of freedom. Huh?
You just let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, don't try and, you know, feed into her stuff with that because I don't think that she's with malice and forethought.
Well, she's just a negative person, really. And I don't do negative people.
You shouldn't have to.
No. Well, thank you so much, ladies. It's always good to talk with you.
Good luck.
Well, God bless you and keep the party going. Okay.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Thank you. Sure. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Here we are. Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Well, who are we speaking with?
This is Shruti. And I'm not sure if you have my birth data. Can I give it to you?
Yes.
Okay. May 20, 1968.
And what time were you born?
At 6:40 a.m. 6:40. In India, Pune, P-U-N-E. And 6:40, that was, yeah, a.m., I think.
I'm sorry, could you spell that for me again, please?
Yes, Pune, P-U-N-E.
India.
I love Gemini.
And where do you live now?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. You're a long way from home, honey. Now, where were you on your birthday?
My birthday actually was still over here. Yesterday it was in Tempe. That's where I live, Tempe, Arizona, so Phoenix.
All right.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
So, thank you so much. so my question is, what are the big trends or what should I watch out for next year?
Yeah. Let's take a look at that. Ooh. Ooh. Well, Jasmine's an expert on the solar return, so I'm going to let her run with the ball, and I'm going to give you my impression.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There's two questions I have. Are you involved in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, don't be surprised if something pops up. With your loved
ones.
Okay,
that's
too.
Always good.
This year, it's a transformation and change as far as your love life is concerned. So there's a major shift going on as far as that, as far as your love life is concerned. I do think there'll be some people, or if they're not people from your past, they'll have similar personality traits like somebody from your past that you will see in the individual. But your love life opens up this year for sure. You're a social creature first and foremost this year. Your sun sits in your 11th house, conjunct Venus, and Mercury's hanging out that Taurus as well, but it's still retrograde. To get you out in the public a great deal more here, and people are going to love you. They're going to feel like you're going to nurture them. It's really a great thing. There's several things, you know, like I said, going on with your chart. What are you doing for a living?
I'm educational-wise, I'm an engineer, but right now I'm helping the organization with process improvement, improving their process.
Nice. Nice.
But I'm open to change.
You are open to change. But I want to tell you that you have a beautiful chart. I'm going to look at your transit chart first. And I'll tell you today, at the time that you're calling us, Venus, the planet of love, is sitting on your sun, where you live in Tempe, Arizona right now. And you are a very loving and good person, and you're very grounded, but you're also very communicative, as Jacqueline pointed out. You were born with a Pisces moon, but in your solar return, your moon was in Scorpio, and it's not aspected. It was void of course. Okay, which means that your time alone will also be very precious to you. Whether you want to meditate, whether you paint, whether you just spend time researching things that you're interested in, that time is also going to be precious, even though during the day you might be very sociable and very out there, but you're going to also love just spending time with you.
Yes, you hit it right on the head.
She's very, very nice. Yes.
Adorable.
And I love the fact that your moon in your solar return forms some nice energies with your moon in Pisces. This is a time that your artistic energy, your creative energy, your compassionate energy all are going to fulfill you in a big way. I think this is going to be a really nice year for you.
Great.
I really do. And I agree with Jacqueline about the romantic energy, too, because it seems to me that you're going to just meet someone who I feel there's a meeting of minds. You share certain interests, certain places you've traveled to, certain of your experiences may be mirroring, okay, each other. As she pointed out, it's going to have, like, the flavor of the past, even if you've never met this person before. I totally agree with her on that. Okay?
Interesting. So is it more of a karmic relationship or more of just past experiences in this lifetime kind of thing?
I think it's a reconnection with your tribe, maybe from another time. Yeah. That's how I see it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I have to say, it's a matter of if you've learned your lessons from the past or not, because when you pull up your natal chart, I go back karmically to the natal every single time.
Makes sense. Yep. That's where the
And when you pull up your natal chart, the Saturn retrograde is transiting your 7th house of one-to-one relationships, but also the part of fortune is. So it gives you the karmic. If you've learned your lessons from the past and do not repeat them, you will find the one you're looking for.
Okay. That makes sense.
It does give you that karmically wise.
Okay. And what is the time period you're seeing that?
I'm sorry?
The time period? What is the time period? Is it during the whole year, or is there a specific time which is more fruitful to meet the partner?
Well, for the long-term relationship, that I'm looking for, it goes your cusp on your 7th house from 1-to-1 relationships to 8 degrees Sagittarius. So Sagittarius has to retrograde back and then go forward by those 8 degrees. So you're looking closer to, I want to say, September or the fall, in that period of time when Mars transits through your 7th house of marriage or partnership.
Okay. That's a good time.
Absolutely.
All time is good time.
Yeah.
Anything about spiritual growth? Or is it mainly focused on relationships?
No, it's focused on your spiritual growth because you cannot have a relationship that's not spiritual. It's not your nature. So, again, it has to do with you maybe doing things with your spiritual nature. And in doing those things that you truly enjoy and have depth and meaning, that's where you will find your partner.
Oh, okay.
So
perfect.
Know that there's a blending of the two energies. It's very powerful. And just be looking for it. Know it can come in kind of unaware. It's like when you're not even thinking about it, it could just show up. Okay?
That's very coincident. That's very accurate in my life. Things happen completely unexpectedly. So you're hitting everything right on the...
You have a 29-degree Taurus sun in your 12th house. Okay? So if you aren't karmically tied, nobody is. You have your Venus there and your Mars there. Gemini conjunct your rising. Okay, so things just happen. You have that Gemini rising. You just got to keep moving because things just happen in front of you.
Yes, that's definitely true. And what about career changes? Like as I said, I'm open to change.
We're about to go off the air, so give us a call back, check in with us, let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the reading. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
You
too. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Illumination Station. How can they reach you, Jacqueline?
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and we'll be back next week, 6 to 7 on Sunday, to serve you and help you take a peek into your future and give you whatever support and direction you can. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Bye.